This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to another hour of What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by H.A. Thompson & Sons. What can you do to make sure the air you're breathing in your home, at your office, is as clean as possible? Help to prevent airborne viruses from spreading in your home or your business. There are innovative cleaning products that are an easy addition to your HVAC system that H.A. Thompson & Sons can help you with. And they've been doing this since 1908. There's a ton of knowledge, credibility, resourcefulness behind those 100-plus years. They can help. H.A. Thompson & Sons, online at hatandsons.com. Also, over 1,000 buildings, missed a zero. Over 1,000 buildings now have taken advantage of the great service from H.A. Thompson & Sons to have the mechanical heating and cooling systems managed by H.A. Thompson & Sons. Gives a little bottom line certainty. Call them at call them at 701-234-9889 or online at hatandsons.com. All right, our switchboard is being inundated with questions about where to find the little clip we played at the beginning of last hour. That was Father Josh Waltz, W-A-L-T-Z. Okay? And Father Waltz is a priest at the pastor at the Mandan St. Joseph Church. And we have the clip we played up on our website as well as on all the social media. Okay, time's off today, so I'll make sure it gets shared at some point on the K-Fire sites as well. But you also can find it, what did you say, Chris? FatherWaltz.com? Was that the website where he's got his sermons up as well?
Yes.
Did I say that right? FatherWaltz.com, W-A-L-T-Z, right?
Yes.
You got it. All right. You got it. We're good to go there, ladies and gentlemen. W-A-L-T-Z, Waltz. Okay? All right. One other note from last hour, the doctors. We played you one of the doctors, told you about the doctors. They have a website as well. They can't take that down. They're taking down their comments yesterday before the U.S. Capitol from a lot of social media sites because they don't like second opinions, I guess. AmericasFrontlineDoctors.com. AmericasFrontlineDoctors.com is where you can find that. They have a second opinion project going on that I think is absolutely beautiful. So check all of that out. Now we get to talk money on the program. And always enjoy our conversations with Brian Kroc because we learn so much, and we hope you do too, about managing money, about the market and where things are at. Collins and Kroc and Brian Kroc, his partner Jeff Collins, do a fabulous job for Mr. Hallstrom and Mr. Hannon and our families. And we appreciate that very much. We love having a chance to tell you about how good they do. Brian, how are you?
I am great, Scott. Thanks for asking, and it is a pleasure to work with you all. We love it.
No, I love the whole process. Love the getting to know the story and sort of building the whole thing. It was a very enjoyable experience, and I really encourage other people to do it as well. And if, like me, you poured money into other things over the years, then you got to sort of start at a late age to build a little bit of a nest egg. It's too nice to know that you've seen it all. As we say, right? So
right on. It's all about, you mentioned the word process. We take great pride in our process. In fact, that's one of the things that makes us unique is we come in, we meet with people, and we don't just shoot for the hip. We start out with a philosophy meeting, and then we introduce a solution that's going to solve your problems. And we put a plan around all of that so you know where you're headed and, how much money you need to put away and how we're going to get you to your goals.
I also appreciate doing business with people that share your values, and these guys certainly do, their entire team, which is pretty amazing. Good example of that. Last week, a nice little event honoring law enforcement. And the Ice Cream Social that you held, that was a fun event.
Oh, it was terrific. You know, you look at what the police do in our community. They are wonderful. They're great advocates. They keep law and order. They support us all in so many ways. And so it's good to get out and give back to local law enforcement, give back to other first responders, too. And so that's what that event was all about, Scott.
Brian is a great resource for a lot of funds, a lot of big institutional investors will call Brian and say, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? So encourage folks, too, if you have questions or comments on anything to do with the market today, fire away. Let us have it at 701-258-0550. That's why we do this segment, to give you that opportunity. 800-228-0550. Now, you talk about portfolios you manage a lot, right?
Right.
So what's a portfolio?
So when we talk about portfolios, I mean, really a portfolio could be anything. Somebody comes in and says, hey, here's all the stuff that I have acquired over the years, and that would be their portfolio. So I guess, you know, we want to make sure that we differentiate. We've got very specific strategies that we use to build portfolios for our clients. It's not just a conglomeration of stuff. And so specifically, we do what we call privately managed professional portfolios. And that's really, you know, if you look at how the serious money in this country is managed, or how the big institutions have their money managed, you know, they don't put it in some mutual fund, or they don't, you know, have some stockbroker calling them with ideas. They hire a professional portfolio manager like us. That is what we do, and then we provide that for our clients. So based upon, you know, what their risk budget is, or what they're trying to accomplish, we'll, you know, show them an appropriate strategy, and then we'll manage that money to that strategy for them.
The Vanderbilts might know a thing or two about that, huh?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's an example of some of that serious money. You know, you think about the big names like the Vanderbilts, or, you know, the NFL Players Union, for example, you know, all these family offices you hear about, they're not in some retail stockbroker account, or, you know, in some kind of a giant index fund. They've got somebody like us who basically, you know, manages that money for them. When it's time to get into a stock like Intel, we get them in. When it's time to get out of a stock, maybe Coke is going down, we get them out. We're not calling them with a stock idea or some, you know, product to sell them.
So the way you get to serious money is finding, you know, Microsoft 20 years ago. Is that a fair assessment? Or, I mean, companies, right? I mean, companies buying them right and then just building that.
Well, you're absolutely right. So when we sit down, one of our very first conversations that we have with somebody is to talk about our philosophy. And our philosophy talks about wealth generation. You do that by owning high-quality wealth-generating assets. So Microsoft 20 years ago, sure. Well, what about Microsoft today? They've got a lot of good things going on. So often we're looking for the next Microsoft when, you know, that might still be a good buy today. And so we'll look at all sorts of companies. We've got very specific guidelines or beliefs about what makes a good wealth-generating company, and it's been successful over the years, and that's what makes up our core holdings. And then there's a lot of room for what we call our tactical holdings. Those are the things that might be shorter term. They provide a great trading opportunity, maybe based on, you know, a headline from COVID or something like that. But the real wealth, that's generated in our core holdings.
And, you know, that is not your traditional stockbroker relationship, which you just described there.
Correct. We're not just selling anybody a product, and, you know, we've got no interest in the sense of getting you to buy a certain stock or sell a certain stock. The way our costs work, we do better when you do better. So our entire incentive is all about, you know, managing a portfolio that's going to make you money. And so when you think about it, these privately managed portfolios, they're more efficient in the long run than, say, a mutual fund or something like that. But not only that, there's a cost savings involved as well.
So, you know, and you got it. The way these work best is there's a professional portfolio manager that replaces the, you know, transactional sort of stockbroker relationship, and somebody's just constantly managing your money.
Exactly. These are fairly active portfolios, and that's exactly what I do. I'm an institutional portfolio manager. I've worked for two other firms in that role, and we continue to dominate our local area here with that type of business. And so we want to be a part of that. We are the professional portfolio managers right here in the state of North Dakota, and so it's nice. There are other firms that maybe will try to offer you some sort of a managed account, they'll call it. It's generally a cookie-cutter portfolio. You have no direct access to the actual portfolio manager. They're probably sitting in some big office in New York, you know, and managing your portfolio with a cookie cutter. We're doing direct management. You can call right into the portfolio manager and talk to them.
So that's active. That'd be the best way to describe that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So now, the dynamic dividend portfolio strategy. What does that mean?
So that's one of our stock portfolios that we run. We've got two that are in stocks. One's our dynamic growth portfolio. The other one is this dynamic markets dividend portfolio. And it's just a slightly more conservative of our two growth portfolios that own the individual equities, but it's a portfolio where every single stock in there or every single holding in there pays a dividend. And that's important. That dividend offers us some stability. That dividend also, you know, is going to provide a small income stream, and that income stream might offset costs. But also, more importantly, it's providing new cash on a regular basis that we can then go in and invest in other new companies.
All right, so that's a... Well, it's a, you know, again, that helps the high build, right? So you're taking that dividend, if you want, put it back into other investment strategies and continue to realize the goals of the plan. I love it. All right, more on this when we come back. We'll talk about what kind of companies you look for in that. The dynamic dividend portfolio strategy with Brian Kroc from Collins & Kroc when we continue after this on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Tioga, a place to grow. A place rooted in small town values and budding with big ideas. A place with a hearty work ethic and energy that shows. Enjoy our new community center, outdoor pool, park and rec activities, thriving schools, state-of-the-art clinic, the nicest general aviation airport in the state, and a vibrant main street where opportunity abounds. Tioga is fertile ground to grow your family, grow your business, grow your career, grow your garden, grow your faith and your community. It's a place to call home, where everybody knows your name, where people still smile and wave. Whether you're passing through or seeking a destination, pop in for a visit. You might just decide to plant new roots. Welcome to Tioga. Come grow with us. Visit the Tioga Chamber of Commerce at tiogand.org.
Let's ask Brock Walker from Blue Flint Ethanol Plant in Underwood. He's an electrical instrument technician. A little bit about the question of ag and energy coming together. What do you think you're in? Which one?
I would think we're in both. I mean, we are, providing a place for local farmers to bring their corn that they grow, and they can locally bring it to our facility. As we receive most of our corn from local farmers that truck their corn to the plant to sell. So definitely part of the ag industry in that respect, but the energy industry, you know, we're trying to, create energy independence here, you know, North Dakota, so we can use the corn we grow here and create a fuel that we can use right here in the state and other places. So I'd say we're in both the energy and the ag industry.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
money today with Brian Kronk. Give us a call, 800-228-0550. If you have a question or comment on the market or any expertise you're trying to tap into, we're talking about portfolios today, and one of the portfolios in particular that is managed by the folks at Collins & Kronk. Some more on that in just a moment. Tuesday today means the great lunch specials at PetroServe USA. They include beefy noodle at the PetroServe 12th Avenue Fargo location, meatball dinner in Harwood, hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie in Valley City, chicken fettuccine at West Main Avenue, West Fargo. All of those lunch specials come with two sides and a bun. And don't forget, all the stores have the 4-for-4 deal. The pizza, the two cookies, and they're fantastic. 20-ounce drink, four items, $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA. Haven't had a Kit Kat birthday cake candy bar yet? 79 cents. You're going to love it. 2-for-11 Pizza Corner Pizzas. 2-for-11 bucks right now. I think, Kevin, I'm thinking this is right. That's $5.50 each.
Mm-hmm.
I think so. Yeah. All right. So,
Brian, check his numbers.
How are they doing the money?
Yeah, that works for me.
Okay. All right.
Man.
Yeah. So check that out. PetroServe USA. All right. Back with Brian Kronk here. And Brian is talking about the dynamic dividend portfolio strategy. So one of the portfolios you manage is this dynamic dividend. You told us about the idea that everything in the portfolio pays a dividend. The idea is there's a light income stream there. You can use that to reinvest in other opportunities, offsets costs. What kind of support and stability comes from something like that?
Well, that's where the dividends really are key. So people who want to be in a growth portfolio, which this certainly is a growth portfolio, but they want to temper some of that volatility, this is perfect because those dividends usually are attached to more mature companies, bigger companies, and that offers some stability. And a lot of times people that own those types of companies like them because they're less volatile. There's not as much selling that goes on in difficult times because people don't want to lose that dividend. And so, yeah, these are much more stable companies than you'd see in just a regular growth fund type of investment.
I love it. And then talk about the sweet spot of this thing. What is the idea? Every one of these that have the philosophy you're describing have a sweet spot, right?
Well, yeah. So what's really nice about a portfolio like this, the way we run the strategy, you own at any given time somewhere between 20 and 30 companies. That's it. So this isn't some mutual fund who owns, you know, 300, 400, 500 different stocks in there. You know, I always say to people, they're a little bit shocked by that. I say, hey, if I called you up one day and say, hey, how would you like to hear about my 450th best stock idea? You know, people probably wouldn't be very excited about that, but typically in mutual funds or in some of these big, you know, cookie cutter approaches, you're going to see 300, 400, 500 stocks, sometimes more than that. What we do is we focus on the best 20 to 30 names and we own those, get our sector representation that way, and focus on owning the highest quality companies in each sector that we're representing. And that gives us our sweet spot there. If we get much over that, once you start adding companies, you know, 35, 45, 50, all your really doing is diluting your return. You know, Intuitive Surgical had a great quarter, and maybe some mutual fund owned it, but if it's 0.1% in the account, doesn't do you much good. So we want to make sure you own enough of these companies to be meaningful. You know, and then at the same time, Scott, we don't want to go too much the other direction. So if we get, you know, much below about 15 or 10 holdings, that's when your risk starts to rise. And we're all about managing risk. So we don't really go below that 15 to 20 companies because the risk really rises exponentially if you get too few holdings in the portfolio.
Okay, and tell us a little bit about how this is heavily weighted in core holdings.
Yeah, so a portfolio like this, especially with it being, you know, a dividend portfolio, we focus on owning those core holdings. And to really differentiate between core and tactical, that might be a whole other, you know, conversation that we have someday. But our philosophy focuses on the wealth-generating machine. That's what we call it. And that comes from owning these really high-quality companies, companies with a big moat, companies that have franchise value, excellent management that just continually generate the best amount of profits that are out there in the industry. And so we want to make sure that we've got, you know, around 3/4 of the portfolio invested in those types of companies. That still leaves room for some of those trading stocks that we'll get into. Those are more the tactical holdings. You know, I often call them the cocktail party stocks, but our focus really is on owning the core holdings in this portfolio.
Why do you call them the cocktail party stocks? Ones everybody wants to talk about or what?
Yeah, sometimes people think the core holdings are a little bit bit, you know, not as fun or they're boring, but that's what generates money. That's exciting to me. I call them the cocktail party stocks on the tactical side because, you know, everybody's saying, hey, do you got this, you know, Moderna, this fancy new virus stock, or do you got this new, you know, Zoom media stock or whatever? Everybody wants to talk about those, but without having those core holding characteristics, they really are just going to be temporary in the portfolio. We get in there, we get a gain, and then we take our profit.
Tell the listeners your philosophy on risk management and something like you know, this fund or others.
Risk management is the key. We can identify great companies, we can do all that, but without risk management, none of it matters. So our number one rule when we build a portfolio like this is don't lose the money, right? So if we lose the money, we can't come back to invest another day. And so we put some big rules in place that we follow. Our process from portfolio management involves following these rules to keep us out of trouble. And they're not necessarily rocket science when we look at them, but it requires discipline. And that's what makes all the difference, is we're very disciplined in how we do this. So just the fact that we have, you know, 20 to 30 companies, but also our rule states we will never have less than 10 companies, ever. We just won't do that to you because the risk is too great. Not only that, we'll never let one company dominate the portfolio. So when we get over 10% in a single holding, we're starting to pare that back. We're definitely not buying anymore, you know, at that point. We also have sector rules, and a sector might be something like financials or technology or something like that. We will never let one sector dominate the portfolio. So at 30%, we stop buying. We're there right now on technology. And at 35%, we're actually forced to take our profits and start selling. We usually have somewhere around 5, 6, 7 sectors represented, but you'll never see less than 3 sectors.
Dynamic indexing is something you do as well. What is that?
Oh, the dynamic indexing. That's kind of a fun little area that we got into, and we actually use some of that in here. At any given time, we can have up to, you know, 25-30% in these index funds, but index funds in and of themselves is not a place I want to be. It's like being on a giant cargo ship with nobody at the helm, no captain to steer the ship around the storms or anything like that. What we do, we partnered with a company that is owned by the NASDAQ called Dorsey Wright, and we've built a relative strength matrix. And that matrix lets us identify which are the best or the strongest indexes and which are the weakest. And we always own, if we're going to do this, the 2 strongest indexes that are out there. And if they happen to drift down out of our threshold, we'll sell them immediately, and then we'll come back and buy the next strongest index. And what that enabled us to do was, even during this COVID sell-off, that enabled us to get out of some of our stock positions into bonds for a short time for safety, and then back into stocks in time to ride things back up. So it's very important that we do that with relative strength and using that matrix.
Tell folks how to get a hold of you.
Tell you what, you can just stop in our office downtown or give us a call at 701-235-0119.
We're in the right off NP Avenue there, 300 NP Avenue North in Fargo. Collins and Kroc. Also call them at 701-235-0119. Helping a lot of folks all across the Northern Plains. Thank you, Brian.
Thanks for having me, Scott. Great to see you.
Very informative stuff. Michelle Comer, when
we
come back.
In your sidewalk? Is your driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete.
At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got the solution. Polyjacking. Similar to mud jacking, polyjacking requires smaller holes and does not retain moisture, meaning less heaving and quicker dry time with longer lasting results. Polyjacking from Precision Concrete Cutters, the practical solution to concrete replacement. To learn more, go to pccnd.com.
Life can be hard, especially these days, and it's impossible to ignore all the stresses closing in. But it's nothing a sip or two of North Dakota Sweet Crude can help. That smooth old family cinnamon and spice moonshine recipe is there to help you relax at the end of a crazy day, whether you left the house or not. North Dakota Sweet Crude. It's good to know you can still step back and relax with a drink created at a simpler time. North Dakota Sweet Crude Liqueur. Ask for it by name or find a new recipe at crudespirits.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A hearing on Capitol Hill with Attorney General Bill Barr that was supposed to be underway by now has been delayed a bit because the chairman of the House Judiciary Panel was in a car accident. A spokesman for New York Democrat Jerry Nadler says nobody was seriously injured, noting the chairman is just running a little behind. The hearing was supposed to have started at 10 o'clock Eastern Time. A top National Guard member is expected to dispute White House officials over the administration's decision to forcefully clear protesters from a park across the street from the White House last month. CNN's reporting D.C. Major Adam DeMarco will tell Congress today that the demonstrators near Lafayette Square were behaving peacefully at the time. His account contradicts those of Attorney General Barr and several other administration officials. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.
Back on What's on Your Mind, a couple of texts I'll get in here before our chat with Michelle Comer from the Department of Commerce. Talk about the economic resiliency grants. Listen up, businesses, because you have the potential to get up to, I think it's $50,000 in assistance with getting business back, getting things back. So, texter says, hey, Scott, I think it's time to change our strategy. The federal offices should let the rioters into these buildings, then lock the doors. Like flies in a trap. Sounds simple to me. Love your show. Speaking of shows, the Judiciary Committee is underway now with Attorney General Bill Barr testifying before the House Judiciary Committee. That's the Nadler Committee. It started way late because he evidently was in a car accident, but is okay and is there now. And Jim Jordan is the ranking member. Of course, you had Bill Barr listening first to Nadler, who said, you are the most corrupt attorney general ever and the most corrupt Justice Department ever, and you're a scumbag loser. You know, I'm paraphrasing, but you get the idea. And then Bill Barr saying, oh, the Justice Department under Barack Obama that Donald Trump inherited, the one that spied on a president, going through the whole list. Now they're showing him videos of the violence in Portland and the other places as well. So some of the questioning is going to begin here momentarily. So I want to let you know that that was going on. Another texter says, I'm so glad you played Father Josh's homily. Nothing but praise here. I've been sending that around to everyone. So have a number of parishioners. One of them called me about it just now, and I gave him your cell number. Well, there you go. What Father Josh said needed to be said, and it needs to be heard. As soon as you started speaking about fear today, I knew that you had heard that clip. God bless you. God bless all the priests that speak truth and get excoriated because of it. You know, how anybody could excoriate somebody for what he said is beyond me. Really. Texter goes on to say, you're like us, Scott. You set yourself up by telling the truth. Many come at you, but have the backing of many more people than you know. You have the backing of many more people than you know. Telling the truth can sometimes be a lonely business. I have news for you. That's what Jesus did. Keep up the good work. What a sweet note. Thank you very much for that. And I had a text about the gold markets for Brian, but he's gone, and I wouldn't be able to give you very good advice on the gold markets. other than to call my friend Jerry Breyer at Gold Silver Exchange. He'll tell you everything you need to know. And I bet he's going to say it's going higher now. I wouldn't doubt that one bit. Scott, there is a medical term diagnosed for all these Trump haters. It's called BPD, Borderline Personality Disorder. It's real, truly real here. If you look it up, take what the media and what people say about Trump and apply, see if it fits to a T. All right. A lot of good thoughts today. Last one I'll give you. People are lucky this isn't the 70s when our parents would have kicked us outside to catch it and get over it. Well, that might not be such a bad idea. I don't know. You'd listen to some of these doctors that we played earlier that are talking about the fact that these treatments are working, that others are trying to poo-poo because they aren't some big new expensive treatment. You really wonder. The best thing to do is arm yourself with information and facts. Trust but verify. Be curious. Ask lots of questions. Critical thinking. All of that. All right. Let me welcome to the program our next guest, Michelle Comer. Michelle is the commissioner of the Department of Commerce in North Dakota. You may remember she joined us shortly after the Economic Resiliency Grant was unveiled and approved by a committee of the North Dakota Legislature. And now it's getting ready for a rollout, so we're ready for another chat to tell you about it. Michelle, welcome back. How are you?
I'm great, Scott. How are you doing?
Doing good. Thank you very much. Glad to have you back on the program. So let's start at the beginning for folks that aren't familiar with these economic resiliency grants. What are they? When do they start? How can people get them?
You bet. So the Economic Resiliency Grant is a grant that was designed by the North Dakota Department of Commerce, and as you just pointed out, approved by both the Emergency Commission and the Budget Section of the North Dakota State Legislature. And it is an answer to businesses that we interact with every single day who've said, yes, there's been billions of dollars of support through the federal government. There's been a paycheck protection program loan. There's been an economic injury disaster loan program. But what we need now more than anything is not another loan, but we need our customers to come back, because that is, of course, the most sustainable the most sustainable way to recover from what we've been going through over the last several weeks and months is for customers to come back. The most sustainable solution to economic recovery for both our state and for our nation. But of course, we are in a global pandemic. And so the key word there is, how do we get our customers to come back safely? How do we build customer confidence so that people feel comfortable coming back into the marketplace? And that's what this grant is intended to do. Now, we're the Department of Commerce, and so our mission is to help businesses be successful. And so in some ways, this grant is a means to an end. The means is the grant gives businesses the ability to invest in improvements to their business, and there are probably going to be thousands of examples of what that means, but improvements that will reduce the spread of infection in their business. And so that's the means. The end is, as I said, to inspire customer confidence to return to the marketplace. So we're looking at investments that do things like reduce repetitive touch or directly control infection. And as I said, there are going to be a number of examples. We've already been working with companies every single day who are contacting us to say, well, what about this? Would this qualify? So on and so forth. And so that we don't have to do that one by one, which we are happy to provide that kind of support. But we are having a business briefing on Thursday at 11 to talk through in pretty fine detail, how is your company eligible? What types of investments would be eligible? And then we are actually going to be walking through the application step by step by step, because we want to make this a clean, simple process for North Dakota businesses.
All right, so put that on your calendar, 11 a.m. on Thursday, another one of those brief business briefings the Department of Commerce has put on, and also the folks from the Greater North Dakota Chamber have been helping facilitate those as well. So glad that they're doing that. Now, so I want to just back up a minute here and say we all agree businesses need, more than anything, customers, right? And they need customers to come back and come back safely. So one way is for there to be, poof, there is no COVID, right? COVID is gone. We don't have any threat there. That, I would think, would bring them back. You know, what's the other thing? What is the box that needs to be checked to bring them back, knowing we're going to have some COVID, and if there's something behind COVID, you know, who knows, right? There's threats in this world. There's bugs. There's flu. There's all kinds of things. So businesses are always going to deal with that. But the media and, you know, just the unprecedented nature of this, shutting down schools and everything else, has really put a lot of fear in people's eyes. What removes the fear?
Well, Scott, that's a million-dollar question. As you know, this is complex and multidimensional, but we're really focusing on, you know, if we can help businesses create, you know, safer spaces, spaces where customers know that that business has invested to help them stay safe, and also businesses that are part of the supply chain, so that we can create a supply chain in North Dakota that's sturdier and stronger than supply chains in other states. We think that's a really important part of the solution. And so if a business is awarded one of these grants, we are going to be offering to them what we're calling a badge that they can put on their website, on their menu, on their front door, that says that we are one of those companies that has taken special measures to make sure that this place is a place that is safer for you. And, you know, of course, there's no guarantee. I want to be clear about that. There's no guarantee. But we think that that optic in and of itself is something where if a customer is driving by and says, okay, they got the North Dakota Smart Restart ERG, they care about me, and they're making that place a place where, you know, we're trying, we think that that'll be helpful. We also think that in addition to kind of the direct benefit of trying to reduce the spread of infection and bring customers back to our North Dakota marketplaces, that we're being an example to the rest of the nation, too. We're trying to build a stronger marketplace, a stronger supply chain than in other states. So if you're working or living in other states or manufacturing your product in other states where they're not taking efforts for this kind of stability, like you said, for today, for this virus, for what comes down the road, that we're going to catch the eye of other states and manufacturers for making these investments, too.
Yeah, you know, because it's so obvious, and it's almost universal. You talk to any business in any, you know, line of, you know, no matter what, retail, restaurants, you know, hotels, just so many things. You know, what do you need? Need customers to come back? Why don't they come back? I don't know, but you assume they're just cautious, right? They don't. So, like you say, the badge and just the overall spirit is more than anything probably going to be the thing that would do it, because you really can't pinpoint any one thing. I guess the governor the other day mentioned the idea of expanding your patio seating. That'd be perfect for a restaurant, right? Because now, hey, we can go there and I don't have to eat inside. I can eat outside, and that's a qualified expense, right?
And we have to make sure. And I'll say this: that there's a couple calls to action that I'd like to share today, and it is the responsibility of the applicant to show how that investment reduces the spread of infection. You know, this is CARES Act money. In the end, it's all of our money because we paid these taxes so that there could be CARES Act money. We want to make sure we use that wisely. But yes, that is an example. You know, I think the governor also talked about how, you know, where there are outdoor dining options today, and maybe we extend the season of outdoor dining by another month or a month and a half with some heaters outside, or, you know, other things that make that possible for a little bit longer. So that's a good example in the restaurant industry. Other things might be the, you know, doing away with the menus that everybody gets to touch multiple times a day and replacing them with technology where you can scan a QR code on the table and pull the menu up on your cell phone, because most people have one these days, or replace the menus with something that is, you know, above the counter at the coffee shop or the bagel shop. Flat screen TV, you know, you get benefits of going touch-free, but also being able to use the technology to update your menu more frequently than you might have otherwise. So, you know, we are learning every single day of really great ideas, and we've always believed that our business owners that are closest to their customers are going to have the best ideas. Now, those ideas will be submitted in an application. They'll go through a process to verify that the company is, in fact, eligible and that...
Hold that thought, if you would, Michelle. Just hang tight. We'll talk more on the other side of the break. I want more details on that application process.
It looks like the summer of 2020 might be just a bit different than we thought, right? Well, head on in to see Vince at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, to make something better out of it. Every day made better, like Hot Spring Spas. Like all the fun they have, the game tables, and guess what? The saunas. More and more research out about saunas and how healthy they are for you. Kill everything bad. Get in that sauna. Just clear your head. And you know what? With everything canceled this year, what a perfect summer to own your very own splash super pool. It's made in the USA. It's very easy to own. You'll have it for many years to come. The best swimming pool made. Sets up in less than an hour. Your very own swimming pool can be yours for as little as $90 a month or take advantage of 12 months, no interest, no payments. Take one home today. Swim tomorrow. Make your home the place to be this summer with this splash pool. From Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 in Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks. Online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control, your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive trackers with the Auto Command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is What's On Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at Schwann Buick GMC. Boy, check out the new Buicks. They got all kinds of incentives going on right now. A lifetime of protection at no extra cost. Depending on the vehicle, but the July sales event is what's going on right now. Employee pricing for everyone on the new 2020 Buicks and GMCs. You pay what they pay. And, of course, that wraps up Friday. Find out more at SchwanBuickGMC.com.
Here's my favorite question so far from Chairman Nadler of the House Judiciary Committee. Have you ever discussed re-election with President Trump? I mean, like, seriously. I mean, you think Eric Holder and Barack Obama ever had a grand plan on, on how you use the judiciary for, and meanwhile, sending law enforcement into Portland where there is anarchy is what law enforcement experts do. That's what professionals do. They stop the violence. Folks, this is incredible. That is incredible what's going on right now in the United States. And this is the narrative, and that'll be the narrative all day. Can I hear just a little bit from Nadler? And well, better yet, response here from Mr. Attorney General Bill Barr.
I want to get to the thing they just had here. Hang on, just a second. I think this is it.
Questions with the president.
Well, have you discussed that topic with him, yes or no?
Not in relation to this program.
I didn't ask that. I asked if you discussed that.
I'm a member of the cabinet, and there's an election going on. Obviously, the topic comes up.
Yes.
Well, the topic comes up in cabinet meetings and other things. It shouldn't be a surprise that the topic of the election.
I didn't say I was surprised. I just asked if you'd done that. So as part of those conversations with the president or his people about the reelection campaign, have you ever discussed the current or future deployment of federal law enforcement?
Oh, my gosh. They just don't stop. They just
In connection with what?
With what?
In connection with what you just said. In connection with your discussions with the president or with other people around him of his reelection campaign, have you discussed the current or future deployment of federal law enforcement?
Well, as I say, I'm not going to get into my discussions with the president, but I've made it clear that I would like to pick the cities based on law enforcement need and based on neutral criteria.
But you can't tell me whether you discussed...
No, I'm not going to discuss what I discussed with the president.
Can you commit today that the department will not use federal law enforcement as a prop in the president's reelection campaign?
We are not using
federal law enforcement. I just want to close with this thought.
He doesn't even give him a chance to answer. I just can't stand listening to the guy.
Of course he doesn't.
Idiot.
That's breaking news happening now. By the way, this is an attorney general who is taking on violent crime in a big way.
But no, he's not, Scott. He's about to get Trump reelected.
In a big
That's
way.
That's all he's doing, using the troops to get Trump reelected.
And this is the thanks you get for it. These folks want crime just to be, everybody fend for themselves, I guess. Unbelievable. All right, let's finish our chat with Michelle Comer. Michelle is the commissioner of the Department of Commerce here to talk about these economic resiliency grants. Is it up to $50,000 per business? Is that what it is, Michelle?
That's right, Scott. It's up to $50,000 per business, and if you have more than one physical location in North Dakota, you may be eligible for up to $100,000.
And the whole idea behind this is to get customers to come back safely into businesses, to have that comfort level, and get business back to where it was before. This is what businesses say is holding them back, so this is the idea. Walk me through how people can, get every little detail about this and be ready to apply the moment that is available here in a few days.
Absolutely. Yeah, thanks for asking. So what we really want all businesses in North Dakota to do right now is to go out to ndresponse.gov. ERG is the first thing you're going to see. And we have been building for several weeks now some pretty detailed frequently asked questions. And this will give you some idea of, again, of the what companies are eligible, which aren't, what types of expenses are eligible, which aren't, what the process is going to look like. And so we would love it if everyone would study up on that right now because it'll give you a head start. And then we have the business briefing on Thursday, 11 a.m. You can register at ndchamber.com. And at that time, we're going to go even a little deeper into what's eligible, what's not, how to avoid getting kind of caught up in the process. And we're going to walk through that application. And we had previously announced, Scott, that this grant was going to be open on the 31st. It is not going to be open on the 31st. We are working as fast as we can to make sure we're working through all the procurement, compliance, legal matters, cybersecurity matters. And as the governor reported last week in the press conference, we are doing a 4 to 6 month project in about a month. It's not because we're trying to show off. It's because time is of the essence to get customers back to the marketplace. And there is an expiration date on this CARES Act money. But we are working as hard as we can, frankly, to get that application live. We'll be communicating through social media. We'll do a press release and all of our other communication channels to make sure that businesses know when that is ready to open. But as of right now, it is not going to be July 31st. But look at the FAQs, get yourself ready, come to the business briefing on Thursday, and we'll be in this together, ready to go.
So do you have a rough estimate on when the applications would begin being taken?
You know, roughly, Scott, we're looking at August 4th. But we are having go, no-go meetings every single day. So I'd be thrilled if it was earlier than that, and I'll be thrilled if it's on that day. And, you know, we're just, again, we're trying to do the best we can to run a good process and make sure that it's easy, but also we have all the I's dotted and the T's crossed, which is particularly important when you work for the government.
Absolutely. And by the way, still there's lots to do between now and then anyway, because getting that application just right, researching a little bit about what would be the best for your business.
Yes.
Minnesota restaurants now, down in the suburbs, they're allowing streets to be shut down and restaurants to expand into the streets in Minnesota. So, I mean, there's some innovative ideas out there. Look around, think about things a little bit, and let's just get customers back bigger and better than ever. That's our goal. Michelle, thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Scott. Take care.
Governor Kristi Noem of South Dakota joins us tomorrow on What's On Your Mind. We'll see you then, folks.
Everyone is essential in Minnesota, especially our students. Some people are talking about not reopening schools this fall, but we can't let our kids fall further behind. Everybody knows online learning is no substitute for being in the classroom. We cannot stay shut down forever. The majority of parents agree. It is time to reopen Minnesota schools. Add your name to the growing list of parents at openmnschools.com. That's openmnschools.com.
Brought to you by Center of the American Experiment.
Hi, this is Andy Murnock with Piper's Auctioneers hosting these upcoming equipment auctions. On July 25th, Piper's will offer an exceptional antique and collectible auction near Robinson, North Dakota, with too many items to mention, featuring Russell steam engines, tractors, farm equipment, hundreds of stationary engines, flintlock pistols, swords, and so much more. Also join Piper's for these upcoming live and online equipment auctions in Bowman, Animus, and Steele, North Dakota, Dagmar and Baker, Montana, and Ada, Minnesota. For full inventory and details on dozens of land and equipment auctions throughout the Upper Midwest, log on to Piper's.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.